Well, in a very novel turn of events, it didn't rain last night, at least where I was anyway, or very, very little it would seem. Because, well, at this stage, I think you'll have figured out there are very few farmers not having an absolutely horrendous time of it at the moment, as the weather continues to be appalling. But sheep farmers, while getting no less wet than everyone else, are enjoying a price spike that has been in part fuelled by the end of Ramadan and its festival, Eid al-Fitr, falling so close now to Easter Sunday. So the demand for lamb, or hogget, year-old lamb, is absolutely through the roof. So let us begin this morning with a good news story in the Wicklow Hills. High on the hills that the M11 motorway snakes through outside Wicklow town, you'll see the bright yellow remnants of forage rape that Tommy Delahunt's sheep have been grazing. The hoggets that Tommy and his brother are bringing off the hill before they go to the factory are worth about 25% more to them than this time last year.
Well, you have the black or the Suffolk. There's a lanark in there with the multicolored. You see the black and white face and a small bit of a horn there. I say my father would cut my head off. He just didn't like horny sheep, as we call it in the trade.
Tommy doesn't breed his own lambs. He buys in the autumn, fattens in the winter on catch crops like the rape that he has grown over the summer, and then sells in the spring. So his flock is a very mixed bag of breeds.
You have the one with the wool on the haste, the Dorset sheep. See the one with the wool on the head. There's all different breeds. Like, we
are these all at around about the same age then? Because there's a lot of difference in the carcass weight from one animal to the next.
There is a lot of difference there, but normally we grade them out. Those sheep there that you're looking at there are 44 to 46 kilos. They're very close to slaughter weight.
Being factory ready now is a great piece of timing for Tommy. Easter Sunday and Eid al-Fitr, the festival that marks the end of Ramadan, will this year fall within a fortnight of each other.
Well, you would gear towards Easter or Ramadan in your psyche or in your mindset. And they know, the trade know, they boost the price, do you know what I mean, to entice you to sell at that time.
About 10 years or so ago, I saw figures from within the meat industry which suggested that amongst Irish people, 95% of them, that was the actual figure, 95% of them never ate lamb, never That's went correct. Anywhere yes. near it. Has the changing cultural and religious profile around Europe of more Muslims helped your business?
Seemingly so. Seemingly that would be the case, yeah. And it's very much so at the moment anyway. There's a huge demand there. Huge demand. You know, when you take that 85% going out, it's either through carcass farm or live trade. A big majority of that's going to that market. Mm. It's good to see it.
Over 80% of the sheep that are produced in Ireland are exported. So that boon in price this year is determined more by international events than the coincidence of two religious festivals almost overlapping.
The Houthis say their attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea will continue until Israel stops its attacks on Gaza.
Now, we are in a red zone here in the Red Sea. The Houthis could attack at any moment.
With the Red Sea now part of a wider set of...
Houthi rebel interference with shipping in the Red Sea, which they have claimed is being done out of solidarity with the Palestinian people, has interrupted the best-laid plans of Brexit Britain to source lamb from its Commonwealth partners instead of Europe.
Well, the result of the disruption has increased the cost of consumer goods, including food items which are eaten during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, such as...
How much of this job is looking at the calendar a year out and trying to be strategic about it? Or are you always just going to be subject to events, dear boy?
I think that's about the size of it. That we like to think... Well, we do have a handle on it in the sense that with what we grow to feed the crop, what we grow to feed the sheep, and what cost we want to pay for sheep coming in. So yeah, we do have a handle on it. But the other end of it is it's supply and demand. An event, whoever thought an event in the Suez Canal was going to affect price? You couldn't. I couldn't predict that. You know, really, I couldn't predict that. And like the French and the Spanish farmer last year, with the price of barley where it went to, they couldn't afford to feed their animals, so they sold. So they're relying on more stock coming from Ireland or somewhere else to fill that market. So that's another... Did I predict that? I couldn't predict that. No, certainly not.
Did anybody?
I often ask that question and I ask the smarter minds than me to see if they knew, and they say they don't know.
So you are able to make hay while the sun shines in 2024?
You are, yes.
But how much compensating do you have to do for what happened last year?
Well, we were... I don't know how they call it, luck or whatever, but the December period last year, I had an awful lot of sheep on hand, and my father, who's since passed, was giving out to me. He said, you've too many sheep, you've too many sheep. And he was right, like, we had an awful lot of stock on hand because the season was good for growing. I predicted I was going to need a certain amount of stock. We had an awful lot of stock on hand, made a decision over Christmas. We're selling a volume of these sheep. Little did I know what was coming down the track at that period. So, like, you can get stuck in any situation, like, you know what I mean? You can have the best will in the world and things happen outside of your parameters.
Well, absolutely. I mean, how do you make any predictions about the weather?
You just can't. You just can't. This year you seem to be day to day, week to week, and it seems to be more wet than dry, unfortunately.
But here, on this day, in this yard, you're a good news story in farming. I mean, you're looking at selling into a market with a massively inflated price, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. We've never seen the like of it. I've asked older and people, have they ever seen it? And they've gone to fairs and marts for years and years and years. They said they never, ever seen what happened this year. It's took everybody by surprise.
Tommy Delahunt there in Wicklow, making hay while the sun shines, or rather fattening sheep while the rain still pours.